Hilariously Melbourne. For Spotlight, helping you create, decorate and celebrate with bargains galore this Christmas. Make Christmas yours with Spotlight.
Now, only a few weeks ago, this man made headlines, and he does every year when there's a block grand final. Just recently, he bought three of the homes.
Oh, what a man.
And how wonderful is this? I don't know whether everyone heard this, but he's in fact donating Tanya and Vito's home to the My Room Children's Cancer Charity, which is so wonderful. And he's been doing that since 2012 when he donated. I'm just trying to think whose home he bought then, but that was reportedly given to the Ronald McDonald Charities. House, yeah. 2020, he bought three of the five homes. He's actually the highlight of the block series.
He is.
And he joins us now, Danny Wallace. Danny, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, good morning, thanks.
Oh, Danny, it's so much fun watching you at the block auctions. And you realise, I mean, obviously even Scotty, Cam and the producers are all like, oh, Danny, this you're going to take us on a great ride here. Is it fun going to those auctions?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. It's really good fun. It's a good day. Forward to it.
Now, Danny, it's Feb here, mate. How are you?
Hi, Feb. How are you going?
You're a legend. You do so much for Channel 9 and The Block. I don't watch The Block. I only watch the end to see you bet. And I love when you go 6-6-4-4-1-6-6-6-6.
And all your audio.
We've got audio of you doing this.
Let's listen to you bidding, Danny.
Premium 681,000.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll do. We'll go 4 million. 20 4 and 20 4 2 4 2 4 2 4 2 4 2 2 5 2 5 2 5 0.25.
All right, 25's and all the
3,585,850.85
Now, mate, I watch and I laugh because I love your little smirk, but all the other bidders, geez, they get pissed off, don't they?
Oh, especially Frank.
Oh yeah, Frank hates it. He gives up.
Yeah, it's all right. You get used to it.
Can you keep – sometimes you can't even keep track of the numbers, Danny. I love the one where you actually outbidded yourself because you hadn't you were actually the last bid.
Well, it takes quite a lot of energy to put those bids together, you know, so you forget sometimes.
Danny, is it one of those things – you just said it's so much fun going to the big auction day. Now, is that because you were reportedly worth $120 million? Is it just fun to turn up and go, let's make up some fun numbers, have a laugh?
Oh, no, I sort of invest in housing a bit. So, yeah, it's a bit of fun. A lot of fun. And they're nice houses. They're all fully furnished and that, and they're all built well. So they're good investments.
They are in good investments. I love this town. It's Gisborne next year. Are you going to venture out that way? Do you go that far out? Are you going to invest next year?
Depends how much petrol costs then, because it's a long way away.
It is a long way away,
it's
Danny.
It's not that far. It's 35 minutes.
It's
where my in-laws are from. It's great. Gisborne's cracking.
That's so funny.
You do a lot for charity, Danny. My Room Children's Cancer Charity. I've done a little bit of work with My Room. How do they feel when you turn around and say, hey, guys, I'm going to give you a house for people to stay at?
Well, I rang Margaret up. She's the head of My Room.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, and I said to her, how's the house going from last year? Is it always full? She said, yeah, it's always full. I said, oh, we better get you another one then.
Oh my God.
Said, that'll be great. So I'm not going to do that next year because I'm very much sure so now we're always full. So another one.
Danny, you are so generous. It's such a wonderful thing you do. And I know that you've heard about what we're doing here, doing it for the kids, where we're just making sure every kid in Melbourne gets a Christmas present, particularly when, you know, a lot of parents have done it really tough the last year or two. And we were thinking, I don't know, like you could, we just want to hear one of your crazy numbers. It could be $44.44 just to hear you give a few numbers a plug.
If you'd like to donate, you don't have to, but it's up to you.
I'll give
4,242.42.
$4,242.42. You're the best, Danny.
Wow.
Thank you. That's
a legend.
That's so generous. And
that's
that will buy
that
will so buy many
so
presents.
Many.
4,242.
And as Scotty Cam, that would
it.
Say boxy, they're like, hang on, 4,2. That's $4,242.42. Danny, the bid is on you. Well done.
Forget the 42 cents.
Yeah, we've got the 42 cents in. Danny,
you're a
Wallace,
bloody superstar.
You're so wonderful. You're so generous, and we can't wait to see. I mean, look, I even feel sorry for you when the block gets renewed for a season, because they must call you and go, Danny, we've got the auction locked in. You're coming out, obviously.
Should we try outbid Danny?
No.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Danny Wallace. What a generous human.
What a human.
If you want to get around this kids this Christmas as well, you can donate fox.com.au.
1019 The Fox.
And what a day to be free and finally free. So we know that restrictions were eased. It was an early easing of these restrictions, I think a week early. So
only a couple of days.
Tomorrow
or Sunday it's going to hit 90%.
Well, they said, it's a popular decision.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. So from 11:59, dance floors, cafes, restaurants, no restrictions. You can sit on someone's lap if you want. That's really good. Houses, you can have as many people as you want in your house. There's no limits on that anymore.
House party.
No longer are you isolating for 7 days, or we were 14 days. If you're a close contact, you just have to get tested. So if somebody you know has COVID, you need to get one of those tests, and then if you're clear, No,
that's good.
Gosh.
I did a rapid test the other day.
Yes.
Handy, man.
They are.
So good.
Very good.
It's like a pregnancy test.
Hope you didn't do it the same way.
I did. I weed on it. Alex goes, no, you need to do that again. I was waiting for the two lines to come up.
I don't want
up.
To put this one in my nose anymore.
No masks at restaurants, cafes. The only place they are keeping masks is retail. Yes. So it's an important one to remember that.
I'm still going
to
wear mine.
Well, it's free. Yeah. It's choice. You can wear it here in the office if you want now. And the reason for that, if people are thinking, well, why? And I thought, hang on, what's the difference? Well, the difference is when you go into a venue like a restaurant or a nightclub, on the door they are checking you. This, by the way, this is for fully vaxxed people. So they're checking your vax status. But in retail shops, you've got people coming and going so, you know, frequently.
Willy-nilly.
I'll leave mine on in a nightclub, though. More. I'll take it off, sorry. Just in case I have a pash. Don't have it on.
Have you done your... I went out for lunch on the weekend and had to get my wallet out, you know, the wallet on your phone. I've got to get better at it. I'm one of those people holding up the queue.
No.
I'm going, hang on, and then...
But it's hard because you've got to check in with your camera and then you've got to go to your wallet.
Well,
that's time consuming.
The lady at the restaurant was showing me. She says, now, hang on, let's get you this app. And then I was actually thinking of Leon. One morning, Leon, our executive producer, he was trying to talk me through how to do it. Well, another lady at the restaurant had to tell me, Leon. So I'm just one of those people.
They've got to come up with an idea where you check in with your camera and, you know, you check in, it comes up with your wallet already. So it automatically does.
I'll show you after this. Maybe we'll do an instructional on our Instagram or something. But you can link it to your Services Victoria app.
So and once you put your camera up, that exists.
Does both.
I thought I had that app, both. But I didn't have that app. But
because every time I take Toad to the pool, I've got to check in with the camera and then check in and then go to my wallet and show the thing.
Yeah, there's a lot.
It's like annoying, man.
It is annoying. I'm just kidding.
Let's go back into lockdown.
Travel's kicking off again. I just know I'm going to go to the airport. Oh. How good will it be to fly? And then someone will walk through a metal detector with keys in their pocket and I'll lose it. Just lock me down again.
The other funny thing, though, I thought, because on WhatsApp, we've got obviously a WhatsApp group for the show.
Foods
and I mean, no, not your personal one with the boys on the team. I came into it late yesterday afternoon and saw, and I went, oh, there must have been an announcement today because of Mad Mando and Leon.
She was out in the town last night on the Terps.
Yes,
crazy,
and that's what I realised, because I thought to myself, these restrictions don't affect me at
me
all.
Too,
and
bro.
I knew that, Fev. Yeah. I thought, we're not going out at night, so it has no impact.
I was playing cob with the jockeys last night, and they're like, oh, these restrictions, what do they do? And I'm like, mate, I don't know. I don't care. Nothing changes.
Nothing's changed for you for years.
No.
I didn't even really know COVID happened.
No, did it?
1019 The Fox.
Now, I haven't had one of these for you for a while, boys, but you might enjoy this.
Another day in time for you. Here's Fifi to talk it through.
Are you being pocketed? Pocketed's the dating term.
Now, stealing my cash.
Well, actually, I'll get you to guess. That's not it. Can you think what else being pocketed might mean?
In the bedroom you talk about?
No.
I thought you said in the bedroom.
No, I never mentioned the bedroom.
I was going to say pocketed in the bedroom.
No.
Is that now when Nick walks around holding my pocket?
Oh, jeez. Oh, in jail.
No. Okay, so pocketing.
I had to pick a side first day. I've sided with the loosh.
Come with me, bro.
Pocketing is a trend that sees people in relationships refuse to post photos of or them. Engage with their partner.
Ooh.
And this is a thing, because I've noticed this. When you wonder, is that person in a relationship or not? And you look at their feed and you go, oh, clearly, because that's them with their partner everywhere. And then you click on the partner and you go, gee, it's like he's not in a relationship. Mm. He just hasn't posted his girlfriend at all. So the term, and do you know what? I've read this article and I can't get to the bottom of where they get pocketing from. Do you know that, Leon?
You know what I was actually doing? I was looking at Darcy's social media. I'm on there more than her boyfriend.
I wonder how Ben feels about that, Darcy.
You and Kerry's a tradie.
He's not on Instagram.
Oh, there you go.
Since the pregnancy post, he has featured.
So why do they call it pocketing?
Because you're hiding it from someone. You're keeping them
in your pocket.
Now, I don't want to allude to anyone's Instagram, but my ex-wife, now fiance, Alex Favola, I had this conversation with her the other day. She never posts me.
It's because she's selling makeup. She can't have your bonce on there.
She's got a makeup room. She's got a runway room makeup page already.
Yeah.
This is her personal page. But don't give me that, Nicholas.
The last time
she posted a picture of me, and I said this to her, and then she did some token thing on, like, she did a story. I'm like, bro, that goes in 24 hours. I'm talking grid style. Yeah. The last time she posted me was April 9th, and it's with Jamara and Mia, and that was on her birthday. So it's her birthday appreciation post.
That's nice.
Yeah, but that was it. And then the next time, I am nowhere to be seen, bro. On my birthday when she brought me a car. She's big noting herself.
But that's
I'm
just,
on there twice this
I
year.
I bet that's unintentional.
Well, maybe I'm being pocketed. What's she hiding from me?
Yeah, I don't have my wife up there a lot. I think it would make people angry. To go, this mushy redhead is married to her. Like, I don't want to make people furious on social media. I'm just trying
See,
to put them...
I know I've got a friend.
And I post her
And they're
time.
Still together, in fact.
Yeah, of course you should.
So one of my...
Making me really sad.
One of my... 131060, is this something... Is social media causing drama in your relationship? Because it can be for more than just not having photos on. One of my friends, he has a partner, and they're still together, in fact. He doesn't let her follow him. Like, he's got a private account.
Weird.
No, but his whole thing is, and it's on Facebook too, he's like, no, isn't this weird?
Is it a work thing?
When I say this out loud, it's so wrong.
This is so weird.
No, but he's like, I won't be told. His whole thing is you can't tell
me. He's cheating
me.
On her, bro.
100%. I now wish I hadn't brought it up, because the more I think about it, I go, this is not right. And I would be furious if I was her, but he...
Why? Won't be told what?
Just won't be told. You can't tell me who to follow. You can't tell me who that I've got to be friends with. It's
nah,
your girlfriend.
Yeah,
he's cheating on her for sure.
But now I think it's become a thing that they laugh about.
You better tell,
like she
no.
laughs.
Yeah, she laughs
really funny.
Because she's like, she knows.
There's different colour hair in the bed. That's hilarious.
Who's Lisa?
131060. Are you annoyed with your partner?
Yes.
Are you being pocketed? Do they not show you on their social media? Or maybe you don't show them? Maybe you're having fights? Because I know another example too of a friend who gets annoyed at who her partner... She can see that he's liking photos of other women and she gets upset about that. And he'll go, but I'm just liking photos. It's not a big deal. And she's
like, Alex cracks it at me for liking influencers' photos. Do you know what I say? Other people see it, I get more followers. That's the only reason I do it.
Is that what?
Hold on.
I don't get that.
Come on. That is. That's
true.
That's one of the worst strategies I've ever.
If they've got like a million followers and you like it and people see you like, they're like, oh, who's that with a blue tick? And they might follow you.
Oh, I did not know there was a strategy.
Mine's a strategy.
It's a stretch is what it is.
Talia in Officer. Hi, Talia.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good, Talia. Have you been pocketed or are you having issues around social media in your relationship?
Yeah, unfortunately, my partner never posts me and that's a major issue in our relationship. It's always brought up when we have conversations, but then when like I post things, he gets a bit annoyed about it and it's like, but you can post other people and like girlfriends and guy friends, but what about me? Like, why am I being hidden?
That laugh at the end.
Oh, Talia. How long have you been together, Talia?
A year and a half.
Ooh. Yeah, okay. And when you have these constant conversations, how does the conversation end?
Basically with him saying what I want to hear but not doing it.
100%. He's playing the game. Hey, does he go out by himself?
No, he's with his friends all the time and I'm just at home.
That's what I meant. Yep.
No, do you know what?
Check his DMs.
How old is he, Talia?
Yeah, definitely. I'm 23.
Yeah. Do you,
and how old's he?
He's 22.
Yeah, he's out doing...
No, but isn't this... I'm just going to read into this. Guys can take a bit longer to...
Mature?
To show their feelings publicly. Yeah. Is that... I'm just...
No, God, no. Mate, if you've got it, you flaunt it. Mate, so when I was with Alex, I would have been posting that stuff if I had Instagram.
Yeah,
then.
But if you're not a guy that's like lovey-dovey, you might not want to put
I'm not a lovey-dovey guy. Mate, but I'm not. She's hot, man. I want everyone to see. You want to be proud of your
Talia.
Missus.
Talia.
You'll be proud.
Oh, no. So what's your advice to Talia?
Leave him.
Oh, no. Talia, look, keep working through it. Keep having the conversation.
She knows. She gets it.
good luck with that, Talia. Aaron in Ballarat. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Aaron. Aaron, are you pocketing your partner?
Yeah, sure am.
Why?
So it's kind of one of those things that I feel like when I add people from work and people I don't really know, it's a bit too personal to just be flaunting my life on social media. I'm not really that kind of person. I've got it there so I can connect with people, but not really about flaunting it.
What do you put up? Are you one of those blokes who got like a photo of a barbecue from 2013? That's the last photo you've got up?
No, it's all motorbikes, mate. All motorbikes.
Yeah.
Do you follow like Instagram models and stuff, Aaron? Do you follow?
Not my thing. Yours is just private then.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, just kind of keep to myself a bit. My partner doesn't like it, but she's okay with it. I mean, it's working. I'm 28 years old. We've been in a relationship for 11 years.
Yeah.
So it's working.
About time you got down on one knee, bro, I reckon.
I think that's also why I'm not posting to social media. People are going to start questioning that, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, see, I don't mind what you said, Aaron. You sound like a nice guy, and it just sounds
private
like you're just
bloke.
Private. Just don't do that. Mm. So interesting. But
no,
11
years. I reckon that's fair enough. If you just post motorbikes.
Yeah.
And he doesn't follow like Instagram models or,
that's
you know.
Private.
That's fair enough. He doesn't have to post his missus.
Mm.
But if he was following all the other people, he should.
Aaron,
he should.
After 11 years, are you getting closer
to engaged, surely.
Making it more permanent?
I mean, yes, absolutely, 100%. If COVID hadn't have stuffed us up, we probably would have proposed like a year ago. But now, you know, things are a bit unsure. So kind of in the boat of many other people at the moment. So
yeah.
Do the ultimate pocketing. When you do get married, just put up photos of you in your suit. None of her.
Yeah,
no, wedding was sick.
That's nice. See, nice guy. Nice guy.
He's a nice guy. Yeah. Country boy from Ballarat.
Stephanie and Doreen. Hi, Steph.
Good morning. How are you?
Morning.
Great, Steph. Are you somebody who's having issues with social media in your relationship?
Yes. So my partner doesn't have any photos of me on his social media. We've been together for 5 years.
Wow.
And you know how you have, like, in a relationship with so-and-so?
Yeah.
I tried to tag him in mine and he declined it. So,
Ooh. Yeah,
we're currently going through couples counselling, and that's one of my biggest issues with him is that he... I feel like he's not putting me on a pedestal, like Fev said, like you should be wanting to show off your girl. And yeah, it's really frustrating for me because he won't even let me put photos of him up on my social media. So people say to me, like, are you even in a relationship? Like people who first meet me go, like, I wouldn't even know that you're in a relationship because you don't have any photos
of
him. You could be living two lives.
But that also sounds like when you're too different. Like I obviously I'm the one in the studio who's not experienced at this, but when you're in the relationship like that, you've got to meet halfway. Like, even if he's got to let you at least put photos up on yours. You can't say, it just sounds like you're quite different, Steph.
Do you live together, Steph?
Yeah, we've been living together for 3 years now.
Okay.
Oh, see, Steph.
Does he at least acknowledge you're his girlfriend at the therapy sessions?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's good. That's a start.
Does he go off on his own often?
And go, who's this?
Are you always together?
No, we're never together.
Sounds like
the only time we're together is at home and when we're doing grocery shopping. Otherwise, we're never together.
Does he wear a mask when you go grocery shopping so he can't be seen?
Yeah, he does wear a mask.
It sounds like he's living two lives, man. Double life.
I don't know. I reckon, and I'm not in your counselling sessions, but...
I'd be a good Dr. Fev.
Steph, if your partner's not making you happy, it's just not going to necessarily work long term. And I just feel like that he's happy. Not making you happy.
I really hope he's listening too.
Mate, celebrate Steph. Everyone needs to be celebrated, especially
and
your partner.
And it's not anything against it. You could just be too different. Like that, it's fine for him to be private and not want his photos on social media, and I respect that. But if you're the other, if you're not meeting on the same page, I think that's going to be tough long term.
Yeah.
You've got to be happy, Steph.
Yeah, and you deserve that. You deserve to be celebrated, Steph, and not living in denial of your relationship.
And if Alex, you're listening, post some photos of me too.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox. This holiday, no kid left out. We're going to send some toys, going to help them out. It takes you, it takes me, but this Christmas it will be for the kids. No matter where they're from, they're gonna have a gift on Christmas morn. From Mountain to Doreen, yes, this Christmas it will be for the kids.
Really tough time for a lot of parents. It can be very stressful thinking about buying presents for Christmas when you're really struggling to put food on the table and catch up after a tough few years. We know lots of redundancies, lots of people not working, and we just don't want kids to be overlooked, and that's really tough. And we thought, if we can all put in a little bit, imagine what we can achieve. And the way I like to think of it is, when you go to buy a gift for your child, if you just match that money and we put it in, and we can get these kids Christmas presents, that wonderful feeling they'll have on Christmas Day. Alicia from Botanic Ridge. Hi, Alicia.
Hi, how are you going?
Great, Alicia. Now, you've generously rung in to give some money.
Yes, Maya has. She's 5. She's a bit shy.
Oh, hi, Maya.
Hey, Maya.
Hey, hello. To the radio. Oh, she's gone shy. Oh,
of course she has, Alicia. We heard her. And she's 5. That's so beautiful. Well, Maya, we thank you. And that's such a generous thing to do. And what a beautiful little girl you are giving your money.
You say thank you.
Oh, what a sweetheart.
Mate, $10. She's loaded. $10 at 5. Wrapped.
And how gorgeous to give her money.
She's just realised how many super dupers that is. She goes, actually, make it $5. $5.
Well
Lee
done, Maya.
In Templestowe. Hi, Lee.
Oh, look, you guys are amazing. Doing an amazing job. You've got a little girl there donating. Come on, Victorians, put your hands in your pocket. This is amazing. Parents are struggling. Kids are struggling. We just all need to have a great Christmas this year. Good job, guys.
I think you just made the promo, Lee. Well done.
Lee, that is...
You're a legend. No, you're amazing. You guys are.
Oh, you are, Lee, and we appreciate your donation. That is...
No, you guys. You're fantastic.
Oh, Lee, you get... I love just... this. You're wonderful, Lee. Thank you so much for that. We know you're giving $500. Wow.
No, listen, I'm an old grandmother and I adore my grandchildren, and you're going to make me cry, but you guys are fantastic. Big hugs to you all. You're fantastic.
Well done,
Have
Lee.
Have a great Christmas.
You too,
Lee.
What
and
a legend.
Isn't that just so – and I love – you know, I love – Lee, you're everything I love about our city. Just get together and look after each other, and you are symbolic of that, Lee. We thank you.
Nans.
The best.
We had the best listeners. Like, she's so passionate and telling all of Victoria to give. Mate, we're nearly halfway there.
$500, Lee. That is so generous. We're going to keep going. Fox.com.au. Click the donate now part of the page. I'm not going to lie. I actually struggled to see it. It's got a photo of us, and it's there on the front page. Just find it or call us 131060 and we'll help you.
1019 The Fox.
Bev, finally, we may have a resolution to something that happened a few years ago. Nick, do you remember after A Star Is Born, the movie?
No, I'll just say no.
Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper co-starred in the remake of Barbara Streisand and Kris Kristofferson's original film.
I watched the original too.
Which one did you prefer?
I preferred the new one because it's now, and I know them more.
Anyway, so there was a they were both brilliant in that movie, and there was a lot of good on screen tension.
Well, I posed a question to you 3 days ago.
You did,
literally.
Because then, and well, it was more than even the film. When they performed at the Oscars at the Academy Awards, it was intense, and it made a lot of news at the time in the world of entertainment. I know not in the UFC world, so you might have missed it, Nick.
No. I'm in the entertainment world. It's just something. But why are people, like, they're actors. Mm. They're professional actors.
But it was at the Academy Awards. Bradley Cooper's partner at the time, Irina Shayk, she was like in the front row.
Oh, she's gone.
They're all gone. She went both not sides.
Long, yeah, both of them had of them partners gone. That they, the relationships ended soon after. Yeah. But anyway, they were at the piano at the Academy Awards, and the way they were looking at each other, we discussed it at length afterwards.
Yeah.
It was just really intense.
It was electric.
And you said, Fev, you've been convinced ever since.
Since that they got it on. 100%. 100. And I said it to the other day.
I
literally said to you 2 days ago, Boxy, do you reckon they got it on?
And I still say no. Mm. But I just like
I
to
said
think
100%
people are
faithful. They did. there's a reason why they may have split up for other reasons, but they both left their partners not long after.
Well, he's finally spoken. He's addressed it. So Bradley Cooper never addressed any of the rumors. Well, he came
of
out.
Deny to your dog.
And he said, this is how he explained it. He said, just from a personal standpoint, it reduces the anxiety level when you act that intimate with someone. Mm. So he said that night, he said, they kind of fall in love in that scene in the movie when they're singing that song. So I guess when he goes to that song, he recreates the emotions of the actor or the character that's falling in love.
Good excuse, man.
He said, it's that explosive moment that happens to them on a stage in front of thousands of people. It would have been so weird if we were both on stools facing the audience and not looking at each other lovingly. So he's blaming the song and he's saying, well...
No, he's just describing acting.
Yeah, but I guess the question he's been asked is, you weren't acting with Gaga. You were Bradley Cooper singing a song with Lady Gaga and you were looking...
That wasn't acting, man. That's just them. That's not the movie.
And he's saying, we fell back into the characters when we were in front of everyone at the Academy.
Not all they fell into that night.
Well, if it was the song that made them fall in love, did it happen to you?
Is there something that's just set you on
Wow.
I'm falling.
That's Fifi and Fev.
In Tokyo.
There was only one jealous person in that room, and it was Byron.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you what, a star is bored right here. No more chatter.
Mate, come on. It's a good tune.
101.9 The Fox.
Jess Malboy, welcome back to the show. It's so good to see you, and we are loving your new single, Glow. You can do no wrong in our eyes.
Thanks so much. I'm totally stoked to be back, to be honest. It's been a good 2 years and I've just been writing it. So, yeah, it's really nice to, you know, I guess put something fun, you know, we've all been in our heads. So, you know, we've got to get into the body and the spirit of that. So
I think that's it, Jess, to know that, like, for 2 years as a creative who's producing and writing songs, and now you get to get out there, because we should also mention that the Boss Lady tour, it's happening too. We can see you live. Now, that's April 13th. You're coming to Melbourne.
Correct. Yeah. Look, I'm bringing my band out. This is truly like a deep creative process. I've had time to really think about this and put this all together with me, myself and my team. Just kind of embracing everything, you know, and the music catalog that I've been able to create and put out there for the last 15 years. So, yeah, it's really exciting, especially with all the new stuff that I've been writing for the last 2 years. So,
Speaking of new stuff, your new single, it's all themed red. It's a bit fiery now. You're a sweetheart. You're always happy. Do you ever get fiery?
I sure do, especially when it comes to creative. Like when it is something I've been working on and tirelessly working on day in and day out, as we've all, you know, felt that, you know, when we work on something that's really precious and it's a personal story. Yeah. And then when it's kind of having to come up with a concept and idea, I'm a little bit like rawr, about that. So
I can't imagine it.
you have to be totally like in charge of your own story. You know, you're entitled to your own story. And I think, you know, I'm just at that point where I'm able to do that, which, I'm very grateful for that.
With the Boss Lady Tour, it's April next year, Hamer Hall, unbelievable, iconic venue, beautiful spot. Hall. Are you someone with performance, is it like a 20 costume in a night deal? Or you're like, nah, bang, good to go, these clothes, look, all I the hits?
I think it used to be. I mean, I've had a long kind of discussion and a creative discussion about this. You know, it could be two, it could be three. It really depends on like how far I'm going to really push the concept. You know, I'm working with lighting riggers. I'm working with, you know, stage riggers. You know, and we're just kind of designing, you know, like a stage format, you know, with different textures. So there's it's complex. It really depends on what is happening on the stage for me to then make that call. I think that'll be the last thing on my list to do.
I've been to Hamer Hall. It's beautiful. Oh, it's so good. I might come sit up in the cheap seats.
And you kind of, that's the thing, you want to respect the atmosphere too of this place and how many people have walked through those doors.
No, yeah. I did stand-up comedy there and used some of the foulest language on planet Earth. Didn't respect it.
Whoa.
Here comes the fiery Jess. Here it comes.
It comes with your creative concept. That's all it comes down to.
That's what I said.
Now, last time we spoke to you, we spoke to you a couple of years ago, but you were just recently engaged to your beautiful fiancé. You've pushed back wedding. Now you're touring. When are you going to walk down the aisle?
Look, I don't know. This music thing is taking off again.
Sorry, so, honey. I'm going on tour.
I'm sure it'll be like just like a kind of, you know, a small thing. It seems to be going in that direction. All I really want at the end of the day is my family to be there. And currently, like, I haven't seen him for 2 years, so I'm like, whoa! I need my fam, man.
Yeah.
Oh, it's also it's all been so tough, but that's why we want things to look forward to. And seeing you at Hamer Hall in April will be a huge thrill for a lot of people. Jess, thanks for coming back on the show. We've missed you.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for playing the new tune. And just, you know, just it's for everyone out there, really. I make music for people to feel good.
She sounded like the movie when they got married up in the North End. Were you reading from the script there? That was one of the best films I've ever watched. That is the best up at Tiwi.
Top End Wedding,
man. It was the best. It sounded like you were talking about you and your fiance then. We'll do it up the Top End. Bring all the family.
That's it.
You're the best.
Good luck with everything, Jess. And we'll see you when you get down. I was going to say down under. You're in the country. Down to Melbourne.
Love you, Mom. Thank you so much.
See ya.
Hilariously Melbourne. The Spotlight. Make Christmas yours this year with bargains galore at Spotlight. What?